So Matthew's gospel today is a giant leap from last week where John the Baptist was in the wilderness baptizing. We've kind of time warped ahead, and Jesus has been baptized and he's launched his ministry. And now John the Baptist is in prison and his followers are left seemingly without a leader. So Jesus addresses this crowd and makes it clear that following John was the right thing to do because John was a true prophet, just like Elijah. Jesus stands before this crowd, presumably the same crowd that was following John, and dares them not only to believe that John was completely right and he was the real deal, but also that he was right about his prediction of one to come, and that they are staring this prophecy right in the face. Jesus is declaring that John was indeed preparing the way of the Lord because he is the fruit of that preparation, the Messiah. Today is called Gaudete Sunday. And the word Gaudete means rejoice, or joy. Joy for the season, joy for the coming birth of Jesus. But this Sunday is also associated with the joy of the Virgin Mary. And the pink candle in our wreath is also called the Mary candle. And as several mothers of newborns in our congregation can attest to, there's a lot of joy in anticipating a birth. There's a lot of fear, too. And a great deal of preparation. You gotta buy all that stuff that comes with it, right? Stuff I wish we had when, 17 years ago when I had my baby. And just as John prepared the way of the Lord, so did his mother Mary. This year we get the Gospel of Matthew in our lectionary readings, which is more focused on Joseph's side of this story. And I'm a big fan of Joseph, by the way. I admire him greatly because in the midst of scandal, he sticks by Mary and he listens to the divine message that he gets in dreams. He realizes that they're real. But I've always had a deeper connection with Mary. The Magnificat, the canticle that we just heard, the Song of Mary has been my powering Bible verse throughout my faith journey. The Magnificat is Mary's words of joy of how she feels and what it means after she's told that she's going to give birth to the Savior of the world. The passage is from Luke, and a translation from the Message Bible kind of goes like this. Has anybody heard of the Message Bible? Have you ever used it before? It's very, very different, and you'll see why I say that. And Mary said, "I'm bursting with God news. I'm dancing the song of my Savior God. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten. The God whose very name is holy, set apart from all others. His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength, scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked tyrants off their high horses, pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen child, Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them high. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and right up to now." She sings this song of joy because she knows that not only is the preparation underway, she's part of it. She's been chosen to deliver this child, this message, this loving yet revolutionary force that will change hearts and minds, the promise fulfilled of a Messiah. This is everything that Mary and all of her people have been waiting for. And she is a magnificent part of the story because her part is literally to prepare the way of the Lord. John the Baptist has told us of what is to come, although he knows that he's not it. Mary has been told of what is to come, and she's surprised that she's even part of the narrative because she feels just like a normal girl. But what is so amazing is that, and mysterious about this story, is that these two people are in it. The story of the coming Lord and the reign of Christ just tells us that God may employ any of us to prepare the way for Jesus. God found a worthy and dynamic prophet in an unshaven, hide-wearing, bug-eaten guy out in the desert. God found the mother of our Savior in a poor, young, unwed teenager. What joy that God sees these things, this budding potential, in the most unlikely of places. We tend to think of Advent as a time of quiet reflection, and it is. It is a time to disconnect from worldly endeavors and concentrate on heavenly ones. It is a time to anticipate the nativity of our Savior, not what we're going to get for Christmas. Quiet reflection is spiritually healthy, but today we get a message of a more turbulent manner. John is in prison. Jesus is here to take his place and prepare the world for a mind-altering change. And on another timeline, Mary is stepping up to the plate to say yes to God and declare a revolution with her song and tell us the specifics of what that mind-altering change her son will bring. To be sure, the news today is not static or still. Even our collect of the day starts with this bold prayer. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. So what do we do with this turbulence? How can God employ us to prepare the way for Jesus? As we move through Advent, the wind is stirring. The power of the Lord is moving around us. Change is coming because great might is about to be right smack dab in the middle of us. And this might won't be a nuclear weapon, but a small and fragile baby. But this baby brings with him a joy that changes the landscape of our world. We may quietly reflect on how we can prepare for ourselves for this birth, and yet we just might be swept up in the stirrings of the season to prepare the way of the Lord in all sorts of new ways. Maybe even perhaps in the revolutionary ways that Mary foretells in her song, pulling up those who are down and then dancing the song of our Savior God. God gives us space in this season of Advent to be open to the joy of Mary for the coming of her child, for the joy of John for the coming of the Messiah, of the shepherds who will get a big surprise, and of angels who will know the importance of the coming Christ, and of ourselves, who will find again that boundless joy that comes to us to be with us in our midst. Because we too, in our imperfection, and through our imperfection, have been chosen to deliver this child and the message that a love force will stir up hearts and minds and fulfill all the promises of a Messiah. So be stirred with the power of the Lord, and may your steps turn to a joyful dance as we move even closer to Bethlehem.